The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's now official. Pentagon policy on treatment of the prisoners at Guantanamo is to not do what we were already not doing. More after this from the American Jewish Committee. The Bush administration has now issued a memo saying that all detainees in U.S. military custody everywhere in the world, including Guantanamo, are entitled to protections under the Geneva Conventions. Josh Colangelo O'Brien, who represents the Guantanamo detainees, says this appears to put us back on the right side of the law. But even though their treatment is now governed by international law, they remain enemy combatants. And CBS News national security consultant Jeff McCausland says this does not give them POW status. Guantanamo is not going to become an episode of Hogan's Heroes. That's not going to happen. What will happen is that the Guantanamo detainees will be treated according to Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions, which says no cruelty, no torture, no humiliation, no degradation. The Pentagon has long denied allowing any such thing anyway, so this memo means we are now formally not doing what we had been informally not doing. The ACLU was quick to point out that the memo only applied to the Defense Department, not the CIA, so who knows what's going on in those prisons. But as of today, if your snippy European friends try to tell you that the U.S. is torturing people, you can wave that memo in their snippy little faces and tell them, no, we do not. And if they don't listen, you can slap them around some. No, of course not. That would violate Article 3. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, July 12th, 2006.